And all is well in the Cleveland basketball universe. That's the way we felt leaving last night's game as they played one of the top teams in the East. Yes, the Bulls were missing Joakim Noah, the heart and soul of their defense. But still, the Cavaliers are without Anderson Varejão, one of their top defenders, and they've made moves to make trades to improve the roster and try and make this team better as a whole. And I know it's only a three-game winning streak, and they're only two games over 500. But having said all of that, I like what I'm seeing out of the Cavaliers as of late, and most has to do with what? With LeBron James. When LeBron James is healthy, the Cavaliers are one of the best teams in the Eastern Conference. Maybe not the entire NBA, because you look out west and you see all the unbelievable records of the teams that are in the playoff race in the West. But in the Eastern Conference, regardless of what Atlanta has done, and 34-8 is pretty impressive through the first 42 games for the Hawks, the Cavaliers, when LeBron is healthy and Kyrie is healthy, Kevin Love is healthy with the additions of Mozgov and Smith and soon to be Shumpert, they're one of the best teams, if not the best team in the Eastern Conference. And I said to myself, after I saw what the Ohio State Buckeyes did in winning the national championship, that I would not make the same mistake twice. And what I mean by that is this. When the Buckeyes lost to Virginia Tech in week number two of the college football season, brand new offensive line, new quarterback JT Barrett looked clueless in that game. I then said, you know what, forget the national championship. The Buckeyes don't even have a chance to win the Big Ten championship. And I was wrong. They proved me wrong. God, I'm glad they proved me wrong. It was a great ride. It was a great journey. And it was fun being a part of it down in Dallas covering the national championship game when the Buckeyes beat Oregon for the national championship. So I learned a lesson. And as long as you learn from your mistakes, then mistakes can be helpful. And so what I learned is not to give up on a team too soon. Not to give up on players and coaches too early in the season. And even though this is the halfway point of the season for the Cavaliers, there's still 3 months to go. 3 months before the playoffs start. And so I'm taking what I learned from the Ohio State Buckeyes, Urban Meyer, JT Barrett, Cardale Jones, Ezekiel Elliott, Joey Bosa, Michael Thomas, Von Bell, and all the Buckeyes. I'm taking what I learned from that journey, that experience, and applying it to David Blatt and LeBron James and Kyrie Irving and Timofey Mozgov and J.R. Smith and everybody else, that they still have a chance to do what they set out to do at the beginning of the season, to do what a lot of us thought they would do, and that is be in the Eastern Conference Finals, win the Eastern Conference, and play for an NBA championship. I'm not saying it's going to happen, but I am saying that there is still that chance. And I'm basing it on what I saw on Ohio State season. So I'm not giving up on the Cavaliers. And last night, after they beat the Bulls 108-94, David Blatt, in his post-game press, he's been taking a lot of heat as of late. When the Cavaliers lost six in a row, LeBron was out, they weren't playing well, people were questioning David Blatt and whether or not his job was in jeopardy, and David Griffin came out and spoke against that, saying, no, he's fine, he's our coach, he's not going anywhere. Oh, did LeBron push David Blatt? Is there a disconnect between LeBron and David Blatt? And David Blatt kind of hung in there. Okay, it wasn't going well, but he hung in there. And then you go back to that win the other night against the LA Clippers late in the game. David Blatt calls a timeout. They set up an out-of-bounds play where LeBron's taking the ball out on the sidelines. He's inbounding the pass, and he hits Tristan Thompson rolling to the basket after he set a pick. He gets the basket and the foul, three-point play, and after LeBron makes the pass and they score, he looks over at David Blatt and kind of points at David Blatt on the sideline to acknowledge him, saying, nice job, coach, good play call, or whatever. The fact that LeBron acknowledged David Blatt, I think, is important in this season because he didn't go out of his way to acknowledge Blatt when he was asked numerous times to stand behind David Blatt. He didn't say anything bad about him, but he didn't go out of his way to say, no, I love Coach Blatt. He's my coach. Great things are going to... He just kind of was neutral. He's like France. He was neutral, right? So the fact that they were able to survive that, that LeBron acknowledged him in an important part of the game the other night against the Clippers, and now they come home and they beat the Chicago Bulls, I'm hoping this is a turning point for the Cavaliers in this season. It was the first game of the second half of the season last night, and they blew out the Chicago Bulls 108-94, and it wasn't that close. They dominated that game, and that's a good sign. And what I noticed, getting back to my point I was trying to make about David Blatt last night, he was very confident in his post-game comments last night. His body language oozed confidence as I sat there and asked a question and watched him answer all the other questions last night. And I want you to take a listen to it here, and I think you'll hear what I'm talking about. I don't think you can feel it through the radio like I saw it, but he was just extremely confident in his team's performance and his message.
You know, and despite all the crap that's been said and written, you know, a lot of it unfair and a lot of it ugly, we just stayed the course and didn't pay attention to that and, you know, locked in on basketball.
So there was a snippet of it. Now let's play the entire thing, Brian, of, you know, what he said in answering questions. And I threw a question in there, and I want you to hear this as well as to how he handled various media questions and his responses to it. And I came away from that press conference last night saying, you know what? David Blatt's feeling good about himself, and maybe this is a good sign, a good moment, the turning point for the Cavaliers this season.